There is a new leader whose goal is to move the Mi'kmaq forward to self-governance. Janine Wooldridge has been chosen as the new executive director of Ulnaue, the Mi'kmaq Rights Initiative. Ulnaue means of the people or belonging to the people. The Mi'kmaq Confederacy used to be responsible for negotiations and consultations and moving the nation towards self-government, but that will now be the responsibility of Ulnaue, leaving the Confederacy responsible for managing and offering programming and services. I sat down with Janine Wooldridge to learn more.
A lot of the consultations, negotiations, and governance development have already been happening through the Mi'kmaq Confederacy of PEI, but the leadership, the Mi'kmaq leadership, recognized the need to have a separate organization to deal with the rights-based issues. So the Mi'kmaq Confederacy has a clear mandate on shared programs and services now, whereas Ulnaue has a clear mandate on Mi'kmaq rights.
So they're separated.
Right.
And when you're talking about rights, just walk through some of those rights with me.
With regards to rights, it's the Aboriginal and treaty rights of the Mi'kmaq of PEI. And in PEI, the Mi'kmaq are the only rights-based holders.
And so you're talking any resource like fish or forestry?
Yes, it's absolutely fish, lands, resources, all of that stuff.
And so making this a separate office, how do you think that's going to change things?
It's just really going to have the dedicated resources to support the PEI Mi'kmaq rights-based negotiation and nation rebuilding. And I say nation rebuilding because our nations already exist. It's just that we need to be able to come to the table at a level playing field when we're going into negotiations government to government to government.
Give me some examples of times when then you would be involved in discussions.
There's probably over 300 consultation letters that come in to the Mi'kmaq Confederacy right now in the past year. So a lot, like I said, a lot of this stuff is already happening.
And give me some of the topics that those 300 letters touch on.
It could be building a bridge, signage through Parks Canada, a variety of areas.
And so when that comes across your desk, you just look at it from that lens of what is the proper thing to do in terms of Mi'kmaq rights, in terms of this request?
Right. So it's researching each of those requests and ensuring that the Indigenous rights are being protected with regards to each of those consultation letters.
And I know that the phrase self-governance, the word, was used in the news release. So is that the ultimate goal, would you say?
Self-governance and self-determination is the ultimate goal of Ulnaue. With rebuilding our nations, we want to ensure that we are getting rid of any imbalances that exist between the Mi'kmaq and the non-Mi'kmaq people of PEI.
Where are the greatest imbalances right now, do you think?
Well, it's rooted in everything. It's rooted in our education system, our justice system, with regards to lands and resources.
And so ultimately, I know other nations in the country, First Nations, you know, have signed self-government agreements so that then, yeah, they are the decision maker in terms of what happens. Is that where you're moving?
Right now in the process, we are starting with a visioning process with the Mi'kmaq people of PEI to ensure that we have clear direction on where they want to go with regards to self-governance and self-determination.
And that discussion, I know you had a gathering September 28th. Was that the beginning of that?
That was the kickoff to the visioning process with the Mi'kmaq. We are planning engagement sessions starting this fall. We hope within the next year that we have established a visioning document to move forward that clearly lays the groundwork for our next steps.
I know you can't determine what's going to be said, obviously, but I mean, what do you think some of the possible avenues might be?
Really, the ultimate goal is self-determination of our people.
At the end of this, do you see yourself getting out from under the Indian Act, or what's the best way to describe it?
I like to say it's moving beyond the Indian Act, but right now we want to focus on not the Indian Act, but what we want as a nation.
Would controlling education of Mi'kmaq students be one of those things, do you think? Or what are some of the things on the list?
It could be, but really, ultimately, it's having power and control of our own destiny and making sure that any imbalances that exist now are taken away.
What would you say the major imbalances are currently?
Well, colonial government is a major imbalance with regard to the Mi'kmaq nation of PEI. We have always existed as a government, and it wasn't until colonialism took over that, you know, we lost power and control of our own destiny.
And so you want to be able to be seen as an equal at the table then?
Absolutely.
So you say about a year you hope to have that visioning document. And is there a timeline on when you would like to see self-governance officially begin?
I don't have a timeline in mind for that. That'll, I'm sure, be a lengthy process of the Mi'kmaq people defining how they want to be governed, who their citizenship will consist of, and those types of major areas.
And when you've looked at self-governance in other areas of the country in terms of First Nations, is there a model that you look to that you say, yeah, you know, I really like that?
Not necessarily. It differs with each nation. And I hope that, you know, we take best practices from others who are involved in self-government and we learn from them and we really make this process our own to serve the rights of the Mi'kmaq people.
This is a huge project you've taken on.
Yes, it's a huge process. The Mi'kmaq Rights Initiative is a very positive thing for the Mi'kmaq and PEI, and I'm honored to be a part of that journey.
And talk a little bit about your background. What brought you here, and you know, why do you feel that you're the right person to be leading this initiative?
So I'm a Mi'kmaq member of Abaguit First Nation. I have worked there over the past decade. I am very passionate about seeing our people move forward. I look out for my children, my grandchildren, and I want to ensure that I am doing whatever I can in my power to move our people forward and to work with them on this journey.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That is Janine Woolrich, who has been named the executive director of Ulnuwe. That's PEI's Mi'kmaq New Rights-Based Initiative. Just to give you an idea of the possible timelines of something like this, Woolrich was telling us that the Mi'kmaq Rights Organization in Nova Scotia has been in existence for over 10 years working toward self-determination.